Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Golf Show. And as I said, we're going to talk about kids golf. And specifically, we're going to talk about the U.S. Kids Golf Foundation. And joining me this morning is Ursula Meyer, who is kind of like the big shot of U.S. Kids Golf here in Pittsburgh. But I'm sure she'll tell me that's not the case. Good morning, Ursula. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. Let's just do a general question first. Tell us a little bit about what U.S. Kids Golf is all about.
Well, more years ago than what I have been involved, Mr. Dan Van Horn, who had kids, saw the need for two things. One, to develop golf clubs that fit kids and aided them in their swing instead of getting the cut-down clubs.
Yep.
He is an engineer, and he developed equipment that was more fitted and advantages for kids. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that he saw lacking for his own kids was tournament golf. So he created tournaments.
Huh.
That's how it was born. U.S. Kids Golf was born by Dan Van Horn's own kids, and it has been years. I have been involved with it for 7 years, and the mission of it, I'm going to read it to you, is to help kids have fun learning the lifelong game of golf and encourage family interaction that builds lasting memories. So let's just get golf, learning the lifelong game of golf and encourage family interaction that builds lasting memories. So,
well,
I mean, that's it. That's U.S. Kids Golf. And it has grown from his hometown to now all over the world. We have tournaments everywhere. So yeah.
In Pittsburgh, how many kids do you have participating?
Well, last year was our biggest so far, with the involvement of over 200 kids registering for our different tournaments. We had at each tournament over 100 kids playing in the fall. So, yeah, the demand is big. People see that kids golf is amazing. So I'm glad to be able to provide those tournaments for the Pittsburgh area.
And U.S. Kids Golf is a little personal with you too, because you've had a couple youngsters of your own come through Pittsburgh Golf, right? U.S. Kids Golf.
Correct. So before I got involved, Debbie Lockery started the tournament in the Pittsburgh area, and then I inherited the tournament. But, my two kids, both my daughter Ursula and my son Gregor, started playing the tournaments, and, the rest, the last how many years has it been that they started? Probably 11 years ago they started competing in these tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of the two,
mm-hmm.
Gregor is probably better known golf-wise, but Ursula
yeah.
plays as well, right?
He is. He developed a love of golf from very early on. He just has a very natural disposition, and he really is loving the game. He's pursuing it in college and having fun doing it.
And he's pretty darn good, too.
Thank you.
So is there any way that people in the area can get involved to help with the U.S. Kids Golf?
So I'm always welcoming, obviously, the families that have kids that want to compete. They can go and register. We have a fall season upcoming on the website, uskidsgolf.com, Pittsburgh Tour. And otherwise, for staff, I'm always welcoming volunteers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, and I'm sure there are people, because of their kids taking up the game, I'm sure there are people who would want to get involved, right?
Correct.
Your season actually is in the fall, right?
Yes, our first event is really coming up. It's August 29th, and the last one is October 9th, I'm pretty sure. Six events this fall. I am still looking for a site to host a parent-child, which is a really fun event, nine holes.
Well, it's you know, to the general golf community, U.S. Kids Golf may not be as well-known as some other organizations, but it's a growing one, and you're starting to see results from
a lot of
good kids we have now, kids who came up through U.S. Kids. So that's got to
be rewarding. Well, something interesting that not just locally but internationally is happening. It was just pointed out that in the recent Olympics, okay, 16 players from 13 different countries from five continents are U.S. Kids Golf alumni.
How about that?
How about that, huh?
That's pretty impressive.
It starts locally. The mission that I have here locally in the Pittsburgh area, and every director in that is organizing these events is to, yes, for kids to have a great time within a family environment. But there's some kids who want to pursue it. We start these tournaments at 5 years old.
Okay.
And they go all the way up to 18. We scale down the golf course. We have a long leaf tee system that allows each age group to have a golf course that is scaled down to their age and distance of hitting. So
nice. That
gives them a chance of having a par or a birdie.
Yeah.
Growing up, moving on to the next tee marker, depending on their age.
Sure.
And not being a foreign thing to have great scores. So mentally, they're very ready to have good scores regardless of their age. It's no longer anything that stops them. So growing up, scaling it down, and then growing up to the long leaf tee system allows all these players to enjoy the game and achieve amazing results. And again, these local events are super important, as they, whomever is really into achieving more competitions, they earn status through our local events. They are invited, if they earn status, to States Invitational, which I have run three state, Pennsylvania State Invitationals, and then regionals, and then Worlds. The ultimate is to get to Pinehurst. Pinehurst has opened their doors to us, to US Kids Golf, for years, to host our teen and youth and world championships there. The oldest boys on the last day earn like the half part of the half field that has performed the best the first day can play, can compete on number two on their last day. And then there's this thing called the Van Horn Cup. After the competition is done, it is played like a Ryder Cup. So Team International and U.S. compete against each other on a Sunday on number two, both boys and girls. Can you imagine?
No, I cannot. I mean, at that age. Well, Ursula, yeah. I'm sorry. The clock is working against us, and we'll have to pick the, we'll have to pick this up at another time, because it is very interesting. But I thank you for coming on with me this morning. And I'm sure,
oh, you're welcome.
I'm sure I'll see you out there again.
So much fun. Yes, I look forward to every time I see you on the golf course covering all these tournaments.
Well, I enjoyed it, and you get to meet a lot of nice people. So
you
have a good weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Ursula. That's Ursula Meyer of the U.S. Kids Foundation, Kids Golf Foundation. We got to go. It is the end of the golf show for today on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.